Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest. Well, it is Theme Thursday, and have we got a theme for you?
That's right. We're talking about tornado safety. Sounds exciting. But this time of year, you know.
Frightening.
In where we live, in the Midwest, you're bound to have these storms that do spawn tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
And can be quite devastating. So there are several tools available to help you be prepared and take action in the event of a tornado in your area.
Yes. Now, first, a couple of definitions. Tornado watch. A tornado watch is issued when weather conditions are capable of producing a tornado.
Right. And I think that's really important. It's a watch. I've seen people move here from other, you know, places. Obviously, I grew up with this. But,
right.
You know, people move here from, you know, Maine, and they don't really have tornadoes in Maine. And, you know, and they think a watch is what we know as a warning.
Mm-hmm.
And they panic and they start running around in circles and screaming. I've literally seen that happen.
No need to do that. But
no,
what you should
I wouldn't do that in a warning situation
no,
either.
No. Now, what you should do is just be prepared to take cover quickly if a tornado warning becomes issued.
Exactly. A watch just means keep an eye on the sky and on the weather. And, you know, there are so many apps and things nowadays that you can...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That will let you know.
My phone notifies me if there's even a watch that comes up. And
exactly.
Then if it goes to warning, it notifies me again.
Yeah. You know, and likewise, we can have flash flood watches, severe thunderstorm watches.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that's kind of what happens for it. You have a severe thunderstorm watch and then a tornado watch and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then the severe thunderstorm warnings. But sometimes it's just a tornado watch or a tornado warning.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is a tornado warning then, Justin?
Well, a tornado warning is issued when an actual tornado has been spotted. Now, I'm not sure if that these days... I believe it is not actually, they don't always rely on just spotter information alone. I believe it is a radar indicated.
Well, technology has just come
rotation.
So far. Yes.
Right, you know, and so the National Weather Service, they'll try to get, I believe that they go on radar alone and then they try to have a spotter confirm it, confirm that there's
mm-hmm.
rotation. So, yeah, so that's when a tornado warning. At any rate, when you hear the word warning, you should take cover immediately if there's a tornado warning.
Yes.
For your area.
So NOAA, their National Weather Service, has a Storm Prediction Center website.
Yep.
On the website, you can see current days and multi-day severe weather outlook. During the stormy seasons, a quick visit to the website will tell you that the weather risk is either high or low or moderate
right.
for the
slight
day.
Slight or,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that website is www.spc.noaa.gov.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, you really should have things to be prepared for since we live in this area. And the Red Cross has a great set of web pages to help you be prepared for tornadoes, and that's redcross.org. And you just type tornado in their search bar on that website, and they'll give you tornado safety tips.
Right. Which, look for the links and...
Yep. There are tips on preparing, responding, and recovering. So, you know, and of course, smartphone apps are out there for alerts, tips, and the Red Cross has one. Most big television stations and radio stations these days have apps.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. And then, of course, you can, you know, get your old-fashioned weather radio.
Absolutely.
And use that.
Yeah. So be prepared and be safe.
Yes.
Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.